You're listening to Felicia
and Georgia
on Networked Radio.
Alrighty, so guys,
yeah,
I got a funny story to tell you about a boy, which I know we always enjoy speaking about. Those boys we love to hate.
We spoke about them the other day, didn't we, Georgia?
Well, we did. Yeah,
we'll link
yeah.
that one below, guys. We'll link that that little segment below.
Sure. So I'm not sure if I've told you this already, but I'll tell all you guys who might not have heard. So there's this guy at my work.
Okay.
Let's call him John.
Standard name.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, John is the most beautiful specimen of a human you've ever seen in your life.
How good is it when you see people like that? Like on the train or something, you just look at them and you're...
Well, it is good until you come into contact with them and have to hold a conversation because, like, consequently, anytime I'm near him, I get the jitters and the sweats and the stutters all combined in one.
Do you get the butterflies?
Of course. The butterflies? Of course. Ooh,
no,
the butterflies compel me to act.
That is not what you want.
Look, it's really not. Yeah, so anyway, the other day I was walking down the stairs at work. So I had this big box of sandwiches with me that the manager told me to take down to the staff room. Yeah, so I had to walk down these stairs with the box of sandwiches.
Yeah.
So I was walking down and then who do I see but John. John in the lunchroom.
No.
Our eyes meet. Like, it was a special moment.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if he felt it. I know I did.
It was real. It was real.
Yeah,
for
yeah. So it was like this moment in time where it was magic. But then, of course, I lost my footing, didn't I?
The
giant box of sandwiches tumbled down the stairs. They're all everywhere. There's like 30 different little focaccias just tumbling repeatedly down the stairs.
No saving.
And I just broke out into some sweats. And I was just like, John.
That is not a
John.
Good time.
And he just looked at me with this face that was like,
That is not a good time.
Yeah, so, like, that was pretty much the saddest day of my life. Like, you know, that's never going to happen now.
No.
Yeah, also, I added him on Facebook that night because I thought, you know, maybe he'll find me endearing and funny, but...
Well,
this was about a month and a half ago, and he hasn't accepted me yet, but...
No.
I'm hopeful that maybe he just hasn't been on in that time, so I don't know.
Well, you know what? Funny thing.
What?
It's also got to do with Facebook, but we're going the other way. We're going with boys.
Right.
So I have a mate. Let's call him by his name, Callum.
Oh,
Callum is his name.
Sure.
And Callum, he met a girl a little while ago when he was at a club. He was at a nightclub and he met this girl.
Sure.
And look, she was lovely, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And they were just having a nice big chat. Anyway, so they went their separate ways and Callum then went the next day to all his mates and was like, oh, I met this really nice girl. She's lovely. She's fantastic. She's hot.
Mm-hmm.
Everything you could imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so a few days ago, they added each other on Facebook and it came
How long ago were they at the club?
Oh, probably like a month.
Okay, cool.
And they added each other on Facebook and it came up on all of our news feeds. And all of Callum's friends liked the post and then started commenting saying, is this the girl? Is this the one that you're talking about? Absolutely heart-wrenching stuff. When you just want to, you know, cover your eyes with a blanket.
That is what my friends are doing
to me. Cover your eyes with a blanket. So it's just those awkward situations, but you've got to move through them. You've got to persevere.
You do. You just have to embrace them.
Keep on going. You know,
they make life fun.
Character building.
Character building. And, you know, he's given us a good story to tell on the
That's
radio.
Right.
So is John.
You know what, guys? Mm. If you have any stories that you want to tell us about any awkward stories with boys, there are plenty of them. There's plenty I do not want to share because they are so awkward.
No, share them.
Maybe for another time, you know. We've got plenty of time here. Anyway, guys, if you have any stories, comment below.
Hit us up on Twitter.
Yeah, Feef and G on Twitter.
Hashtag swear.
That's it. Networked Radio on Facebook. Hit us up and maybe, you never know, maybe your awkward story could become everyone's awkward story.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look forward to hearing them, guys.
All right.
I love it.
See you later, guys.